Newton Abbot is a town that was built on the prosperity of the railway being brought through by Great Western Railways through to this part of the country and then down onto Cornwall, which opened it up. Up till that point, people didn't come down here very easily. The travelling was very difficult. But in the Victorian period, the railway came this far, and Newton Abbot was particularly important because they had the big workshops for the maintenance of the railway and the engines and repairs. And based on that prosperity that the railway brought, they built an enormous amount of the houses in the town. So if you look around the town, on Woolborough Hill, for example, you find the very big houses with big gardens, room for staff, etc. And then along East Street, which is on the left-hand side, it's on a very steep hill, there are rows and rows of terrace houses there. And some terrace houses are bigger and smarter, and they were built for the middle management, if you like. And then there were some others that were built more modestly for the workers. And so the town, you can see the different levels of the work or the earnings and the class of the different people in the different houses. And that's really, most of the building in Newton Abbot was done in that period. We also have a very nice building that was done by someone called Passmore, and it's the local library, but it's been used for adult education, and that's a very nice building. But generally, in the 60s and 70s, the centre of the town was demolished and rebuilt, and we now have the most hideous car park in the centre of the town. I have to say, it's awful. But the pedestrian area where the shops are, that's really quite nice now. But it has all been based on the wealth brought by the railways in the Victorian period, late Victorian.